21 dead in Texas school shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The list includes 19 elementary school students and two adults murdered, police say, by an 18-year-old gunman at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
The suspect was able to make entry into the school and started shooting children, teachers, anybody that was in his way. He started shooting every single person. We had several law enforcement officers try to make entry into the school, but they were met with gunfire by the suspect.
Lieutenant Chris Oliveris of the Texas Department of Public Safety. This third grader says he was just feet away when the gunfire started.
I was thinking, like, oh, shoot, he's not kidding. He's actually not afraid to shoot someone.
The shooter identified as an 18-year-old Uvalde resident who was then killed by a member of the Border Patrol's tactical unit, which was in the area and responded to the scene. President Biden, barely an hour, returned from his Asian trip last night, calling for prayers for the families.
May God bless the loss of innocent life on this sad day. And may the Lord be near the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit.
But then he pivoted to a call for action.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
The president has ordered flags around the country to be lowered to half staff. Gun legislation no doubt will be discussed today during the confirmation hearing for the president's new choice to be the director of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And the president will sign an executive order today on police reform for federal agencies, banning the use of chokeholds and directing the attorney general to create a national law enforcement accountability database on this, the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most of the candidates backed by former President Trump did well in Tuesday's primary elections, including his former press secretary in Arkansas.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders easily won the GOP primary for governor, to which she said she seeks the job to improve her state.
Frankly, I'm tired of watching Arkansas be at the bottom in so many places that I know we deserve to be first.
Sanders will face Democrat Chris Jones in November as she tries to become the first woman to be Arkansas governor. In the Senate race, two-term Republican incumbent John Boozman won his primary, as did every GOP House member who was challenged. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former football star Herschel Walker winning an easy victory in the Georgia Senate primary, but former Senator David Perdue failed to one seat incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey winning her primary election, but there'll be a runoff next month between Katie Britt and Congressman Mo Brooks in the Alabama Senate primary. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has won the runoff election, beating Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush. It's sentencing day for a former reality TV star convicted on federal porn charges.
34-year-old former 19 Kids and Counting star Josh Duggar expected to be sentenced in Washington County, Arkansas, following his conviction in federal court last year on two counts of child pornography. The sentencing a day after a federal judge denied Duggar's request for a new trial or an acquittal, rejecting claims that Duggar never viewed child pornography and that another suspect was responsible for the material uncovered on Duggar's workplace computer. Prosecutors are seeking a 20-year prison sentence. Duggar's attorneys are seeking five. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
North Korea test firing 3 more ballistic missiles, 1 reportedly with intercontinental range. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.